The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down where? Isn't this a dry pastures? Green pastures. He leadeth me where? Come on, leadeth me where? You notice he didn't say troubled waters. He leadeth me beside where? The still water. He does what? Restores my soul. He leads me in the path of where? Of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I like what Brother Copeland said, the shadow of a dog never bit nobody. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I will not fear what? No evil. You know, one of the things the Lord told me, and I'm going to tell you because he told me, he said, whatever you do, and y'all better hear what I'm about to say. You do whatever you got to do. Whatever you do, he said, don't you fear. Don't you fear. Whatever you do, get rid of fear. Get rid of fear. Get rid of fear. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Do you not know that Jesus has conquered death? Death has been conquered. And death couldn't keep Jesus in the grave, in hell. He rose, he conquered death. And when my time and your time, when our time is up, death ain't gonna keep us. We going where we supposed to be. And so we don't have to be afraid of anything. Nothing. Now he taught, you know, people that's going berserk because we got, you know, I make, just want to make an observation here. We got a new president, people won't, you know, they won't go berserk because that's fear and doubt and unbelief and evil and destruction. I don't care who is the president of the United States. I will not fear. They are not my source. And I'm not of this world. But we're in this world and we ought to use our authority and stop the devil from running over stuff he has no place in. We have given him too much. Amen. Amen. And so he said, teaching and admonishing one another what, and psalms and hymns and spiritual song. You know what happened? Just want to make a comment here, just a statement here. Too many times we sing songs, they are not spiritual. It's shot full of holes, unbelief, and doubt. They just got a good beat, good rhythm, sound good, up tempo. Have nothing to do with the word of God. Songwriters ought to be full of the Holy Ghost. They ought to hear from God. Thank God for the one that they have heard from God. But there's a lot of them out there just want to get it on the market and get the monetary value from it. Am I right? But we should be aiming to get the word to those people and to people that's even in this church. Every one of us, so we can walk in that place of victory where we belong. All right, here's what we're going. I want to deal with this. I thought I was going to finish. There's nothing wrong with your faith. Teach and admonish one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Notice what you're singing with grace. You know what grace is? I just make it real simple. I mean, the word talks about great grace. But grace is God's ability to in you to do what you couldn't do without it. That's what grace is. Grace, God had given you his ability because you couldn't do it. Now you got his grace. You can do it because of his grace. So don't tell me, I just can't sing. He said you singing with grace in your heart. That means you got the ability to sing. Psalms and hymn. Fruit is born by the word going in and power of faith moving out. God in his desire. Now listen to it real good. God in his desire for man to know him has formulated his innermost thoughts and purpose in words. I'm gonna read it again. God in his desire for man to know him has formulated his innermost thoughts. Do you hear what I'm saying? My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither my ways your ways, says the Lord. Now he has formulated this in words, his innermost thoughts and purpose in words. They call it the Bible. Which can be seen with our eyes and heard expound upon with your ears, and you hear it tonight. Just in case, I ain't never seen it. Here it is. Look at it. There it is. He had formulated his words, his what? His thoughts, his innermost thoughts, and his purpose. It's formulated right here. Well, you can see it. I'm looking at it. Then he has what to call the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and teacher to expound upon it. Can you understand that? There's anointing that enable men and women to do that, because that anointing give them the ability to proclaim, whereas if they were not anointed, it's just another dead talk. But the anointing will call that word to enter your heart if you open it up. And when it enter in, you notice he said, the entrance of that word giveth light. Are y'all with me tonight? The entrance of that word does what? Giveth light, giveth understanding to the simple. See, there's nothing wrong with your faith. What Satan wants to do is to make you think that you don't, your faith is not any good. Now, what's wrong is, can I tell you what's wrong with most believers? It ain't nothing wrong with their faith. They have a word problem. You know, someone walking here said, they driving by, said, my car just quit on me and I don't know what's wrong with it. And we go out there and diagnose it. we look at the thing. Then we check the gas, and your gas ain't working? Yeah, it was working. And it's on E, and it does not mean enough. I thought it meant enough. And you take that car and fill it up with gas. That's what most believe that. They are trying to operate the thing in the things of God, and they don't have any word in them.